Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers fall to the Atlanta Braves in Game 2 of their series at Turner Field. 3-2 was the final score as Aldrichton Simmons delivered a two-out walk-off RBI single off Donovan Hand in the bottom of the ninth. Jeff Bianchi had homered for the Brewers. Jonathan Lucroy also had an RBI knock. And it spoiled another strong start from Tyler Thornburg, who went a career-long 7 innings with a career-high 8 strikeouts, giving up 2 runs on 7 hits. In AAA Nashville, the 24-year-old right-hander was 0-9 with an ERA at 5.79. But since getting called up by the Brewers, Thornburg finished 3-1 with an earned run average just over 2.
You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that either don't think I belong or don't think I belong in starting rotation. And, you know, I did pitch against, you know, what it's going to be 4 playoff teams or something. You know, you got Texas, you got these guys, you got St. Louis, and you got Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, it wasn't exactly bad teams that I was facing.
Pitching in his hometown last night, Thornburg says, I think I can give myself a shot to be a part of the regular rotation next year. As for the Braves, Evan Gattis, who went 3-for-4 on staying a half game in front of Atlanta for the best record in the National League.
The goal has always been the same since day one. It's always just to win the game we're playing today. So, but yeah, it's important.
If they hang on, they will host the National League playoffs throughout, as long as they stay alive. In the rest of the National League, the Pittsburgh Pirates remain 2 games back of the St. Louis Cardinals with an 8-2 victory over the Cubs. The Reds fall 3 back of St. Louis and 1 behind Pittsburgh, as New York scores a 4-2 victory, scoring all 4 runs in the second inning. Daniel Murphy with a 3-run home run. And the Cardinals, closing in on the division championship, got a great pitching performance from Michael Wacha in a 2-0 win over the Washington Nationals. Wacha took a no-hitter to the ninth, but with 2 outs, Ryan Zimmerman hit a chopper over his head, beat it out for an infield single. Wacha was disappointed, but not discouraged.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this end of the season, and, you know, like I said, the whole goal was going out tonight was just to get a win for the ball club and stay in first place. And, you know, I was able to do that out there today, and, you know, it was a pretty fun night.
Other National League finals had the Dodgers get by the Giants 2-1. Diamondbacks beat the Padres 2-1 in 12 innings. And the Phillies beat the Marlins by a popular 2-1 score. In the American League, the wild card race remains really wild. Tampa Bay still holding the top wild card spot. Shut out the Yankees 7-0. Matt Moore plus 2 relievers combined on that shutout. And the Cleveland Indians maintaining the hold on the second wild card, but just barely. And they just barely found a way to beat the White Sox 5-4. Chicago hits back-to-back solo home runs in the top of the ninth inning to take the lead. But in the bottom half of the ninth, pinch hitter Jason Giambi delivers a walk-off 2-run shot.
They were so far in the shift and kind of just reacted down and into that slider and got the bat head to it. And like I said, I'm speechless. I mean, the way the season has gone and to be in that opportunity, wow, I really am.
The Indians lead the Texas Rangers by 1 game for that second wild card. Texas stayed right on their heels with a 3-2 win over the Houston Astros. Adrian Beltre hitting his 29th home run. Baltimore Orioles eliminated by the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 in 10 innings. And both the Yankees with their loss and the Kansas City Royals with theirs 4-0 to Seattle on just about their last breath. The Angels beat the A's by a score of 3-0. Jason Vargas with a complete game 4 hitter. And the Detroit Tigers 4-2 win over the Minnesota Twins clinches a playoff spot for Detroit, and they're closing in on the AL Central Division crown, but can do no worse than be a wild card this year. One interleague game at Colorado beat the Boston Red Sox by a score of 8-3. In football news, the Wisconsin Badgers gearing up for a big test in the Big Ten as they travel to Columbus Saturday night to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, 4-0, ranked number 3 in the country. In fact, Wisconsin coach Gary Anderson believes this year's team may be even better than last year's 12-0 squad that was bowl and Big Ten championship ineligible.
Ohio State has every opportunity to be number 1, just as good an opportunity as anybody does. From what they did last year, the way they carried themselves, the way they won games, and the way they've continued to do that now. in my opinion, they're a lot better team than they were a year ago because they're much more skilled and they're much faster than a year ago. It's a dramatic difference, in my opinion, the speed on the field for them this year than they had a year ago.
That game will kick off at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Penn State football gradually getting scholarships back following the Jerry Sandusky scandal. Stripped away for what the NCAA called a football-first culture in State College, the program will be restored to 85 scholarships gradually by the 2016-2017 school year. News and notes from the National Football League. Season may be over for Cowboys defensive end Anthony Spencer. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he may need microfracture surgery on his left knee. The Detroit Lions wide receiver Nate Burleson slated to have surgery today for a broken arm. He was involved in a one-car freeway crash Tuesday morning. Police say alcohol was not involved, but pizza was. Seems Burleson was distracted by a pizza box falling off the seat. It's not expected to miss the rest of the season, but will be out for a while, including the Lions-Packers game when Green Bay comes off its bye next week. Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh speaking publicly for the first time in the wake of the incident involving wide receiver Jacoby Jones attending teammate Brian McKinney's birthday party. Jones was struck over the head and bled profusely. The weapon of choice, a champagne bottle. The assailant, a stripper. It happened on a party bus. Harbaugh's reaction did not hide his disappointment.
Not very impressed, personally, with the report. It's not something we want to be known for. I would like to think it's not something those guys would want to be known for.
But they probably will be known for that for quite some time. NBA news, the Indiana Pacers looking to lock up All-star forward Paul George. They're expected to announce a 5-year contract extension today, a maximum contract that will run through the 2019 season. Move will guarantee George around $80 million. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.